Tech Talk Tuesday with TNS Jansen van Rensburg of Bandwidth, blog.co.za here on Smile FM. Yes, meneer, baie welkom in die atelier. Lekker om jou te sien.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so exciting news, you know, for, well, let me be honest, for me in the entertainment industry, radio, TV, those kind of things, I know that there's been a lot of buzz with regards to DSTV and what's happening and where's it going and how they're going to be competing. But now that seems they've got some sort of a plan in terms of competing with what's out there.
That's right. So up until now, I think you'll agree that the bulk of their plan was have super sport.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And that's why they were always keeping their prices so high while they were doubling down on buying up the sporting rights for pretty much everything around the world. But now it's interesting that they're kind of starting to backpedal, not necessarily the sport, but in the way that you access their content. So obviously previously you had to have a satellite dish, decoder, and they were pushing technology within the decoders itself.
I remember. Yes.
Yeah.
So, and it's quite the setup if you think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Old school.
Very old school. But that started to change, right? So now, first of all, you can do a streaming-only subscription. So it's got all the same subscription plans as you would have on the decoder, but streaming only, and then it's much cheaper. So they've now decreased those prices so that it's about 20% more affordable than actually going down the decoder route.
I didn't know that you're able to do this, because I think a lot of people still out there think that, you know, you have to be the DSTV subscriber and have the box and the satellite, and then you can stream, you know, with one or two other channels. So you say you can literally, as a Netflix, as a Disney, as a Showmax, you can sign up.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. So what's revolutionary about this, do you think, in terms of what does it mean for multi-choice?
I think it just shows their shift in strategy, right? And they have to start diversifying their revenue streams because they are losing a lot of subscribers compared to the competitors you've just named. DSTV is very expensive. Mm. And a big part of that, again, it comes down to the sports because they're paying a lot to get those rights. But since they're kind of diversifying now and spreading their wings a little bit, they've also announced that in 2023, they'll be launching their own 4K smart television set.
Okay.
So that's new.
That is interesting. So okay, there's smart TVs out there. What's the deal with this one?
So this one obviously is going to be to integrate those streaming services, their own streaming services, very, very neatly into the hardware. And they want to make a relatively affordable but still very smart 4K TV. They're going to launch it, as I said, next year in 43, 55, and 65 inches. Hmm. So quite large. And they said, you know, it might even get bigger. 80 inches down the line. But just the fact that they are going down that route, it's called the DSTV Glass. So it's in a partnership with Sky, and they're bringing us TVs next year, and hopefully we'll be able to get our hands on one and test it out and let the people know how it performs.
Hey, look, all of us out there are just looking for a good deal
exactly.
At the moment. So I'm hoping this is going to be a good deal because it will be able to run all the other different apps as well.
Exactly. It'll work as your current smart TV does as well. You can do everything.
This is interesting. Okay, we're going to get you back to chat about that next year.
100%.
See how that goes. Thank you very much. Tien is very, very interesting. That is your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.